This morning and over the next 2 days, we'll enter the world of the young man who's come to be known as the Christmas Day Bomber. How he ended up on a plane headed for Detroit carrying explosives in his underwear is a story that begins in Nigeria. For the NPR news investigation, Going Radical, our correspondents report from three continents. We begin with NPR's Ophebia Quist Arkton in the city where 23-year-old Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib had a privileged upbringing.
Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib was raised in Kaduna, a cosmopolitan Nigerian city in a region imbued with Islam. Abdul Muttalib is one of more than a dozen brothers and sisters from a well-to-do family. His father, Alhaji Umaru Muttalib, is one of Nigeria's most respected bankers. Muttalib's friend and brother-in-law, Mamun Baba Ahmed, says he is a devout Muslim and a disciplinarian. We spoke at his busy office.
Alhaji Umaru Muttalib is a Puritan father, and he also inculcated self-discipline in a Puritan manner to his children. And he will never create any situation that will warrant or allow his children to go astray or to behave indecently.
Abdul Muttalib learned the Quran at the Rabiatu Muttalib Institute for Arabic and Islamic Studies, named after his grandparents and funded by his father. Everyone I spoke to said Abdul Muttalib was a pious fellow, first into the mosque for prayers and the last to leave, say his neighbors. He kept to himself, says Sheikh Hussani, who lives down the road from the Muttalibs. Sani is the author of books on religious violence and terrorism in Nigeria and says it's important to remember the backdrop to Abdul Muttalib's privileged childhood in Kaduna.
From 1979 to 2009, which is 30 years, there have been over 200 incidents of violence associated with religious issues.
Sani mentioned that, as well as Muslim-Christian clashes and killings over the years, there have been violent reactions in northern Nigeria to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and the Middle East. He said Muslim youngsters, like Abdul Muttalib, were absorbing this reality as they grew up, with some of them likely becoming radicalized without realizing it.
People who are indoctrinated are those who already have the seed of violence in them. They have the seed of hate. They have the seed of their perception that things are wrong and must be addressed drastically. And Umar Farouk came from a society that has not embraced tolerance. He came from a society that has a history of violence, of extremism, and that is a fact.
As Abdul Muttalib began demonstrating more devotion to his religion, I was told he increasingly resented his father's career as un-Islamic because banks charge interest. In the family's upscale Kaduna neighborhood, a young Umar Farouk openly challenged his parents about waste and excess, chiding them to give more to the poor. But it was when he was sent to a co-ed British boarding school in the nearby country of Togo that Abdul Muttalib manifested a growing feeling of detachment, confusion, and seeming isolation. I've come to the exclusive British School of Lomé. The British School of Lomé says it's making no comments about Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib or any former students. The head teacher, Helen Brocklesby, who declined to talk to NPR, said they had issued a statement posted on the British School of Lomé website.
The school's been helping the relevant authorities in their investigations, and our thoughts and sympathy reach out to everyone who's been affected by these events.
While he was at the British School of Lomé, Abdul Muttalib became increasingly depressed, alienated, and conflicted about his Western lifestyle versus his quest to become a better Muslim. The evidence comes from writings intelligence officials say Abdul Muttalib posted on an online chat site called Islamic Forum. He called himself Farouk 1986, his name and year of birth, and began posting in late January 2005, shortly before he graduated from high school. This post is read by an actor.
First of all, I have no friend. Not because I do not socialize, etc., but because either people do not want to get too close to me as they go partying and stuff while I don't, or they are bad people who befriend me and influence me to do bad things.
The writer's singular focus was always Islam, including voicing some radical jihadist fantasies, as well as his desire to study Arabic in Yemen, which he did a few months later. He also dwelt at length on the subject of temptation and how to avoid it.
I think this loneliness leads me to other problems. As I get lonely, the natural sex drive awakens and I struggle to control it, sometimes leading to minor sinful activities like not lowering the gaze.
I.e. not averting his eyes around unveiled women, as Islam dictates. He concluded that early marriage was the only solution.
This problem makes me want to get married to avoid getting aroused. The Prophet advised young men to fast if they can't get married. But it has not been helping me much, and I seriously don't want to wait for years before I get married. But I'm only 18.
Mamoun Baba Ahmed, who's related by marriage to the Mutalabs, confirmed that Abdul Mutalab's preoccupation with getting married caused tension within the household and may have masked deeper problems. He said his own son, Abdul Mutalab's age mate, noticed changes in his friend.
Even my son has always been telling me how well-behaved Farouk is. But he is telling me about the dramatic transformation from the Western way of life to the Islamic way of life. And Umar Farouk wants to read and learn the religion better and better and better. My son had mentioned that Farouk Mutalab had been chiding him for going to parties. He exhorted him to break with the style of life he is living and embrace Islam firmly.
Abdul Mutalab's father became alarmed by his son's increasingly hard-line views and behavior. He alerted Nigerian and U.S. security agencies late last year. That was after Abdul Mutalab abruptly cut ties with his family, texting his father to say he'd found real Islam in Yemen. By then, he had abandoned a master's degree course in Dubai after graduating from university in London. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News.
And you can follow a timeline of the would-be bomber's life at our website.